New Order, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO, we don't need to hear that. Love Vigilantes is the name of that track from Low Life. And before that, Transmission from the iTunes Originals. I guess they did a set of iTunes Originals. Must have been in the studio. I'm not really that familiar with it. And kind of like a Peel Sessions type thing, only with iTunes. Only a lot less cooler. And that's, of course, originally a Joy Division song, reinterpreted with Bernard Sumner on vocals. I'm not going to say it's not as good, because the original is sort of in my head, so it's hard to negotiate both versions, but I enjoyed hearing it, we'll say. Now, Temptation, from the 1981 Factus 8, 1982 record that I found here deep in the archives. I did like a deep dive, and I came up with that. It's on the Factory label. I can't find it anywhere, and like, it's not in Rivendell, and I don't know if I did it. Haven't done a Wikipedia search yet, but I don't think it's there either. I'm not sure what it is. It's kind of strange. But a great version of Temptation there. And we started the set off with Perfect Kiss from Substance. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. Excuse me, I trip over my tongue there. I've been on vacation for the last week. Vacation mode. Time to get back into DJ mode. You know, there's this one collection of that New Order did, Best Remixes, that I always thought was interesting. And so I thought maybe we'd hear True Faith, the Morning Sun Extended Remix, from that collection, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, that's Fine Time from Technique, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is our New Order show, and New Order has been, you know, I don't know if you've been noticing, but it's the first time I've had music going on underneath in a long time. And in case you've forgotten, that's Elvis Costello and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band with Stalin Malone underneath. I can't really remember that. Not even looking at the track listing, I swear. Before that, Jetstream, the Richard X remix, also from New Order, and then Bizarre Love Triangle, a big mega hit from them on the dance floor. Bizarre Love Triangle from Brotherhood, remixed. You know, when the record came out, it sort of it did okay, but then Bizarre Love Triangle went through multiple incarnations as a dance hit, extended mixes and everything. And I think that song had some significant life into about 1990. I remember correctly. True Faith, The Morning Sun extended remix started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a New Order show because they announced some tour dates. They're going back out on the road. No dates listed yet for Boston. We're hoping, I'm using my influence with the band to get them to come here. And let me tell you, my influence is very substantial. So you can count on it. Just not sure of the date. I'm just looking to confirm it. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. Let's move on up next as we slide over here. It's this track, excuse me, as the microphone moves backward, this track, Crystal, from Get Ready, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thank you.
keep my thoughts from everyone. It's a jungle and a freak. Hear me talk, but never speak.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, the second single from Republic, World, The Price of Love. Before that, Crafty, the single edit. You know, I didn't really know that song, so I figured I'd play the single version instead of all the random remixes that were I found. But very good song. I like that. Waiting for the Siren's Call before that from the singles release, although it was released in 2005, and for some reason this collection is coming up as being... as having been released in 1989, so whatever. Crystal, the song, a single from Get Ready, released in 2001. New Order had a dry period, I guess. There were 8 years of inactivity, living off the royalties from Technique, Low Life, and Brotherhood, I guess. And then after that, they were, I guess they were fighting with Peter Hook, a number of lawsuits going forth, until he finally decided to leave the band. As far as I know, the lawsuits may even be still be pending. He's, of course, off doing his Joy Division cover band called Peter Hook and the Light, whereas the band has moved on. The original members, Bernard Sumner, Stephen Morris, and, well, I think that's it, really. Peter Hook of the other one. Of course, Ian Curtis dead, but that was Joy Division. And then Jillian Gilbert joined them. Phil Cunningham and Tom Chapman now with them as well. So that's the group. And we're having a New Order show because they announced some tour dates. I haven't had a New Order show, I don't think, ever. And I figured they'll be announcing a Boston gig eventually. So why not have a show? And that's the deal. Up next, Another track that has been released in the last few years. You know, I'm trying to mix up these track selections. I want to just play all my old favorites. This one, People on the High Line, the Claptone remix, released 2 years ago in 2016. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Points of Light, WMFO underneath. It's the People on the High Line, the Claptone remix from the People on the High Line single from New Order. It's been a New Order show tonight for the last 2 hours. It's been great. I'm about ready to wrap things up. My favorite song, probably one of my favorite songs from New Order, is Blue Monday, and we haven't heard that one yet, so we're going to hear that right now. From the Power, Corruption, and Lies CD, this is Blue Monday. I will see you next week here on WMFO. Yeah.